personalizing your recruiting plan for power. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 181. Welcome to the world's longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler. I'm an athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes, also the CEO of Recruit Me. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. Our sponsor is the Athletic Scholarship Recruiting Planner and Journal, your personal all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. So glad to have you as we hit part three of this series on planning. It's January, and we want to make sure we do the year right. So I've been equipping you. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, go back and catch them. Last week, how to set yourself up for recruiting success, and before that, five questions every sports family must answer. We're going to do some planning, but it's not going to end there because, as you know, I always say, action produces traction, and I want you to go, but you want to go in the right direction. I'm pretty excited because in my hands right now is the only copy of the Athletic Scholarship Recruiting Planner and Journal. This is kind of like, it has been born. Here it is, but it's not done yet. This is, I'm holding it here. I wish this was video, but I'm holding it here, and I've got the final edits that I have made because I'm able to see how it's going to look when you get it, and I have 10 days to go. It's January 21st as this episode releases, and I promised to have it out by January 31st. So I got 10 days to go, and I made some changes here. I'm driving my designer crazy. She's working on it, and we're going to get this thing done. But just to see this come off the press in the prototype has got me really pumped, and I'm looking forward to making this available to you. And of course, we'll have a little party, won't we, on the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast? We should. And I feel like this is a tool that has been a long time coming. I can't wait to get it out to you. If you'd like something free from me, you can go to my website. I've got the Recruiting Power Pack. I have not talked about this in a long time. Catch the first steps to an athletic scholarship, when and how to use video, and the player profile or resume template. It's all there free at recruitme.com. Recruitme.com. So part three this week on personalizing your recruiting plan for power. Yes, it's an alliteration day. And believe it or not, I've got five things to share with you. 5 points. You know, as we start this whole thing of recruiting, we get into the pursuit of the scholarship and everything, if you're like me, you really don't know how to do it. We didn't know how to do it. And we learned from other people. I bought a book, and that helped. I got somebody to come alongside us, and that really helped. Talked to other parents. That didn't help at all because they were as lost as I was. And by God's grace, we made it. And the athletic scholarships came through. And so I had kind of a model that was built along the way for us. Input from a lot of people and a lot of places. We didn't really have the internet to go for. There was nothing out there on the internet. In fact, the internet really was pretty new. But you've got so many resources out there that you can go to and be able to pull a plan out of there, develop a plan out of there. And I encourage you to do your research and use those things as a guide. But you've got to personalize that recruiting plan. It can't appear to be like a cookie cutter to the coaches. They'll catch on to that. You need to have your heart in it. It needs to be yours, your recruiting plan. And we'll talk about five things that you can do to personalize it, and then I'll talk to you about three results of that. First of all, last week we talked about goals, and I want to say that make your goals your goals. Make your goals your goals. What I mean by that is you don't let other people set your goals for you. Athlete, you've got to have your heart in this. Do you really want to get an athletic scholarship? If that is true, you need to build your goals around that. Not just your ultimate goal, but every goal along the way. Last week, we discussed the fact that you need annual goals, you need monthly goals, you need weekly goals. Goals keep you on track, and they give you something to shoot for. They keep you on course, and you got to have goals. But make those goals your goals. Athlete, if your parents are setting your goals for you, that's just not going to work. You've got to make those personal. You might nod your head and say, okay, just write that goal down and I'll follow it. And your heart's not really in it. And you're not going to achieve what you need to achieve. Parents, give your son or daughter a say in this. As you set your recruiting goals and your scholarship goals, what you're going to do in this whole process, work on it together. They need to own it. You need to own it. You need to co-own these goals. Work on it together. You can't do this thing on your own. This is a hard road, and you can't pursue that scholarship on your own. So as teammates, parent and athlete, set the goals together. Make them your goals, not a family down the road. They have their goals, or maybe you see somebody who's signed on TV, and they do the interview or online, and you hear about what goals they had, and you say, I want to adopt those goals. No, you have got to have, these goals have to be so personalized. You need to own them. That's critical in the process. So make your goals your goals. Secondly, make your list your list. The list I'm talking about is the one of the list of schools that are prospects. You're scouting schools. You're recruiting schools just as coaches and schools are recruiting you or scouting you. You're the one doing the recruiting. Take the initiative. You have to have a list of prospective schools that you're going to go after. You got to get this ball started. You got to get it rolling. You know that I talk about taking the initiative, and this is part of it. Get that list made and make it your list. Don't make your list out of, you know, a list of schools based on what friends are saying, other families are saying. Make a list out there because you got to have these prestigious schools on it. There's certain schools you want to make sure it's on the list. No, make your list your list. Which schools really, truly are in the running for you? Even if there's only a slight interest, but at least there's an interest there. If there's no interest, I'd leave them off the list till that interest grows. You can always add to that list. You want a list that is personally yours. It's different than any other list. You're not just listing the top 20 schools in your sport because you say, I want to go to one of the top schools, so I can just list the top 20, but you really don't know anything about those schools and you don't have an interest. You want to make your list, so you're pursuing something with fervor, with purpose, with focus. This is all part of it. So that's the second thing on how to personalize your recruiting plan for power. Third, make your strategy your strategy. Make your strategy your strategy. Many of you right now don't really have a strategy. You're not sure what you're going to do in the next day or week when it comes to recruiting. You're just learning. Others have strategies that are going right now. But let me ask you, if you have a strategy going right now, where'd that come from? Is that something you developed? Of course, I've got strategies in my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I've got strategy for you in the Recruit Me system. It's a step-by-step system. But the strategy in the book, that's your framework. You need to insert your personal strategy into that. It's going to change from athlete to athlete, sport to sport. So you need to make your strategy your strategy. Don't copy what other people are doing. It doesn't work the same for everybody. Once you get further down the road, it's going to become more and more yours and personalized. Yeah, you got to have a strategy. Stay on that strategy, but develop it. Develop it so it's yours. Make your strategy that will yield power. Fourth, very specific on this one. And man, I could ring a bell when I talk about this. Make your email your email. Make your email your email. No spam emails. No, I guess, form letters as we used to call them, and now it's emails. Man, show some personality. Make it yours so the coaches, when they hear from you, they know or they think that They're not just one of 100 that you're emailing to, or even one of 10, but you have added some personal flair to this thing. My kids, when we did this, we went by a guide on how to write a letter. At the time, it was a letter. And I have that. I have it on page 44 in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. So it talked about having a guide, but this is how you want to personalize it. So, for instance, I want to go through this with you just to make it specific. And this is, you want to talk about the who, what, where, and when. And that means introduce yourself and your intentions with a one sentence opening paragraph. So it's you're introducing yourself, your personal intentions, one sentence, boom, you're stating a fact and they're getting to know you. Second thing, athletic abilities. You want to talk about athletic abilities. Tell about three or four of your athletic accomplishments. Let them get to know you. This personalizes that email. You've drawn the coach in because you're not dry, but you're talking about personal stuff. Mention some impressive stats, perhaps from your most recent season, honors that you have received. So you're being very personal. And now the heart. Talk about your heart here. Why do you enjoy competing in your sport? One inspiring sentence from your heart. And then, what are you currently doing in your sport? For instance, you might be in season or playing on an off-season club team. You might be taking lessons of some kind. You might be planning to go to a summer camp in your sport. So talk about that. Bring it up to date, up to now. It's like, wow, this kid's talking about what he or she is doing now. That's different. That's personal. That stands out. You want your opening email to stand out. And then this, how are you going to benefit the team that you're writing to? How you benefit that program? How you bring your abilities, your skills, your character, your work ethic to that team? That's what it takes. That's what it means to personalize your email. It's not just a form email. Yeah, you've got a guideline, but personalize as much as you can. So here's how one of our sons did this. And I'll just read through paragraph by paragraph what he wrote so you can get the feeling of how personal this is. He says this, "Dear Coach Smith, I have an interest in playing baseball for Ohio State next year. Because of my athletic abilities, I've been used as an all-around player. This summer, I played catcher and first base in addition to pitching. Played a 93-game schedule and traveled throughout several Western states. I finished 4-3 and had a batting average of .322. I love baseball, and because of the weather here, I can compete and condition year-round. Right now, I'm playing on a high school travel team that competes against junior colleges and scout teams in Southern and Central California. I realize that academics are a high priority, and I've kept on top of my grades, maintaining a 4.0-plus GPA. I would bring to the Ohio State program strong abilities as a pitcher and position player, a quality work ethic, and a willingness to spend time to improve. It is my dream to lead my college team to a championship." So that was one of my son's letters, and then we changed it per school. But you can see the heart. You can see how it's personal. It's not dry. It's got some zip to it, and it's got personality. So make your email your email. Every word counts. Every sentence counts. Once you have that first email, the model email, you can then develop that and use that for each of the schools. But mentioning the school you're writing to by name, your coach by name, anything you can do to personalize it, make sure you do that. So we got four of the five things on personalizing your recruiting plan for power. And what I just covered, that's one of the most powerful things you can do. And then finally, make your recruiting campaign your recruiting campaign. Again, don't copy what others are doing. You don't have to go to the same schools to visit at the same time. You don't have to have the same type of resume. You don't have to have the same emails that you're sending. Do it your way, okay? Make your recruiting campaign your recruiting campaign. The dynamics change as you go through this, depending on the athlete, the parent, the coaches that you're in contact with. You may do things differently than the family down the street. But that's okay. Learn from them. If something's working for them, you might want to adopt that, but build it into your campaign. So make your recruiting campaign your recruiting campaign. So those are the five things you can do to personalize your recruiting plan for power. Three results here, three things I want to share with you. This comes down to ownership. You need to own your recruiting campaign. You need to own your pursuit of an athletic scholarship. Nobody's going to care about it as much as you do. A consultant, a recruiting mentor, a recruiting coach, whatever, they're not going to care as much as you do. So, man, you got to own this thing. You got to make your goals your goals. Make your list your list. Make your strategy your strategy. Make your email your email. Make your recruiting campaign your recruiting campaign. And that is powerful. Put all those things together, and it results in one, passion. This campaign is going to mean a lot to you. This pursuit is going to mean a lot to you. You're going to have your blood in this, your heart in it. Secondly, it's going to give you purpose. This isn't boring. This isn't just a, you're not just following, say, a book, and not even just following my book and just doing what it says, but you got purpose in it because it's your strategy, it's your list, it's your goals. It's all your, you're owning it. And finally, that results in power. Passion, purpose, and power. There is power when a coach sees that you're on fire about your pursuit for an athletic scholarship. That you own this thing. That you're not just out there, kids, to please your parents. Parents, you're not just out there to compete with some family down the street. You're not just doing it for the money, but you're doing it because this is on your heart. All of you in the family who are involved in this. So there's passion, there's purpose, and there's power. Hopefully this has helped you, and make sure you tell some friends and share this episode as well. And I will let you know when the planner is out, and I'll give you, I'm going to record a video about it early on, and I'll tell you exactly what this thing looks like and make it available to you. It'll be available on Amazon, by the way. It'll be over 300 pages. It's going to be a 24-month planner and journal. So that's it for this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Send me any comments, questions. Let me know what you think. Tell me some about your successes and challenges as well. Look forward to hearing from you, and have a great week.